Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
You know how sometimes things line up? Coincidences? Since we've been up here, they've been happening more and more. It's like there's this black cloud hanging over us.
There's a family in our driveway.
Who is that?
Uh-oh. Run.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
The Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine releases issues bi-monthly committed to bringing you the very best content from experts around the globe.
With excellence as our standard, we know that you'll soon agree with our goal to become the number one online lifestyle magazine in the world within 24 months.
Our team has committed ourselves to making Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine a household name around the globe.
GLM is a tool created to add value to the lives of men and women globally.
And to reinforce the Jaguare lifestyle in which our brand represents,
ranging from family and relationships, faith and spirituality, success and personal development, business and finance, health, sports, entertainment and fashion, food and travel, education and technology.
To connect with either Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine or Jaguare Inc., visit their websites, JaguareLifestyle.com. That's GIGARE Lifestyle.com.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Relationships 3D on iHeartRadio and Bashani Radio worldwide, baby, worldwide. I am your host, Dr. Tershia Hamilton, and I am here with my good friend, my people, my ace, Boom Coon, Dr. Vernette A. Joseph. What's happening, Dr. V?
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, good people?
Yes, yes. So this week, I wanted to talk about something that I saw on the interwebs, and I thought it was pretty interesting. It was an article that said you should consider marriage counseling before you propose. You should consider marriage counseling before you propose. And I thought that was very, very interesting because, of course, that's not something that I'd ever considered or even, you know, thought about. It was just never a part of what I considered. I'd heard of people doing like some premarital counseling, but this was always after they proposed, after they had decided to get married and were on the way to marriage. But even before the proposal, I thought that was interesting. So at the beginning of the article, it says, it was marriage counseling that gave me the assurance I needed to be confident that my relationship had a strong foundation to build on. Thought that was interesting. What are your thoughts so far, Dr. V, before we really, really get into the discussion about marriage counseling before the proposal?
Well, you know, I have several different thoughts on it. You can never be too prepared. But it also is a little alarming So I'm kind of like on both sides of the fence. Number one, you have people who do love to prepare. They prepare the plan and then they work the plan. So I can get that if you say that, hey, I'm a planner. This is a person that I believe that I want to be with. But before I actually pop the question, I want to make sure that we're both good ground moving forward in the right direction. So from that perspective, yes. I mean, hey, you can never really have bad, how would I say this? I don't want to say not bad counseling, but you can never have too much preparation time. It'll allow you to, you know, figure out some things, not only about yourself, but about, you know, your soon to be or possibly spouse. So doing it before the actual question is asked, it could be good, but then it could be bad, because then you get all these things that you're trying to measure someone up to right off the top. And if they don't actually line up to it, you may start saying, well, this doesn't match, so I don't want it. So, I mean, it's a catch 22.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean by measuring someone up to? Yeah. What do you mean by that?
So think about it. Before you even ask me to be your wife or your husband or whatever the case may be, I may be going through marital counseling and then I get this big list that I want fulfilled ahead of time. But you haven't asked me the question. We're supposed to be learning about each other. So immediately you look at all these things and you're trying to check these boxes. And if those things don't line up, you may immediately say, oh, no, I'm good. If you can't fulfill this, I'm good. But as you go through a relationship and you learn about one another without a pre-checklist, if you would, because if you look at it, you're saying premarital counseling, but you're saying pre-pre because we didn't even get to know each other yet. We haven't even gotten to the point where we say this is what we want to do. This is before the engagement. So it depends on how this plays out. You have two scenarios. Let me do it this way. You have a scenario A, boy meets girl, whatever the case may be. You guys start dating. You get to know each other. And you think you want to get serious. So you say, you know what? I think we should get into some counseling. Okay? That's before I've even popped a question. Right? Or maybe in this scenario, scenario A, I have popped the question. And you're like, okay, before we could do anything, we want to go through this marital counseling. Okay. But then you have scenario B, boy meets girl, whatever the case may be. You guys are talking and you don't really know each other so much. But you say, hey, one of the things I'd like to do is go through premarital counseling before we ever pop the question. Well, now you haven't given each other time to really learn of each other, know of each other, but you're automatically trying to get this cookie cutter mode. Oh, I looked through the book. The book says you're supposed to be X, Y, Z, and V, and you're not that right now. Well, wait a minute. You didn't give me a chance to grow. You didn't give me a chance to mature with you, but you're checking off this list immediately saying, hey, you didn't fit the bill, so deuces, I'm out. I know that's a kind of like a, how would I say, a definite draw in the sand. But I'm just giving two polar opposites, if you would.
So I keep talking about checking boxes. You keep talking about checking boxes. So talk to me about these boxes, because clearly I've not heard, I've not talked to anybody about in one of these boxes. don't choke on me. Don't choke on me. I ain't talked to nobody about any of these boxes. So, you know, what boxes are being checked or at least talked about during marital counseling or premarital counseling? That would keep somebody in a cookie cutter mode or put them in a cookie cutter mode, because I have, I guess, different thoughts about the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, once again, it depends on the situation and the circumstance. It depends on where you go for your counseling. You know, if you end up going to marital counseling and first things first, they're going to ask you, oh, are you too engaged or what are you thinking about this? Okay, well, here are some of the things that you want to look at when you talk about getting married. Well, what does marriage mean? What is love? What is this? What is that? So it's not a actual checklist per se, but it is milestones, if you would, that you would end up going through to see, hey, is this a long-term thing? Because as we all know, when we talk relationships, what do we always say? Relationships are fluid, right? Relationships are stepping stones and building towards something. But what happens when that thing doesn't work out? Or what happens to when someone is expecting something of you that you're not ready for? So when I say the checklist, it's not a physical checklist. It's just like the checklist of dating. Oh, my man got to be X, Y, Z. He's got to be this side, buff, workout, do this, do that. These are things that we start formulating for ourselves. And we can literally zero someone out. Like, oh, no. Well, let me make it this way. Let me make it a little comical then, Dr. T. Let's look at it from this perspective. We live in a digital age. And when you're on these apps and all this stuff, I don't know how it goes.
Swipe left, swipe right. Swipe yes, left, no. Yes, no.
Swipe right or swipe up or whatever. You know what I mean? So that's all I'm saying. There's no specific thing. But when you start doing stuff too early, you may find yourself saying, ooh, well, I'm not sure that this is what I want, or you're not fitting the mold of what I think it should be. So let's go back to the original question. Mm-hmm. The original question is, what are my thoughts in terms of pre-marital counseling? Mm-hmm. And the reason that I put an emphasis on the first pre, is because you haven't even gotten to the point where you believe that this is the person, because mm-hmm. y'all ain't even engaged yet. You haven't made a declaration or a commitment, but you're seeking the rules to that game. So there's nothing wrong with preparation, but you have to be extremely careful.
Okay. Now, let me see if I could throw a wrench in what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in every situation, you first meet, you're dating, you're trying to decide whether or not you're going to get married, you get engaged, you go to premarital counseling, you get married, you go to marital counseling. Every single one of those has a checklist involved. Every single one. Am I going to speak to this person? Okay, looks nice, sounds nice, carry themselves nice, check, check, check. Shoes ain't right. Nope, swipe left. Right? Okay, you know, right shoes, right shirt, body banging, smells good, ooh-wee, check. All right, move to the next level. So like every stage, you have checklists that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
The way I saw it was these two people who have decided to see if they're going to move forward together, regardless of what the point is, they're trying to see if they're going to move forward together, are getting counsel
mm-hmm.
at that stage. So absolutely. If they're getting counsel by someone who is wise
mm-hmm.
and they know they're not engaged yet, they're not going to say, as a married couple, this is what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, you guys haven't even made the decision. So these are the things that you should consider
mm-hmm.
at this stage of your life and of your relationship. You as an individual should probably be doing this. You know, you as an individual, what do you think about this? As a together couple, you should be doing this. Or you should ask each other these questions, or you should be considering these things mm-hmm. to see if this is possibly somebody you want to go on another date with, let alone propose to. So you seek wise counsel at every stage
mm-hmm.
is the way I was thinking about it. Yeah. Now, if the person you're seeking counsel from is a knucklehead, then of course they're going to say, you know, well, she should be cooking for you. No. Y'all ain't married. Y'all ain't engaged. Y'all been together 4 hours. Mm. She ain't supposed to be cooking nothing. You supposed to be buying her meals and y'all supposed to be blah. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I see it, because again, everything you said basically sounds like the exact same thing. You know, you're checking off boxes, you're checking off lists at different stages. You're just adding the wise counsel earlier in the game.
So then, would it really be premarital counseling or would it be relationship coaching? That's the point that I'm trying to get to, because you can't talk to someone. Okay, if I'm talking to two single people
mm-hmm.
who are not committed as of yet,
mm-hmm.
I cannot coach them from 30 years of marriage. You understand what I'm saying? I can't tell you, like what you just mentioned, hey, well, she should be doing X, Y, Z for you and he should be, wait. Do you know each other? What's his middle name? What's his favorite color?
Okay, so then.
So it's more so relationship coaching and then also foreshadowing or forecasting what marriage looks like. But you got
that's the same thing that marriage counseling is. It's relationship coaching.
Yes.
And telling somebody what a good relationship looks like.
What it looks like. But if you haven't even said, hey, I'm going to this level. I'm taking you. So you haven't even gotten to that point yet. You're just seeking counsel right now so you can hear how to get to marriage. Does that make sense? You okay.
Yeah, but then so basically what you're saying is you're not ready for the ultimate lesson. You're ready for a pre-lesson. It's still the same thing. It's still a relationship coaching.
That's the word I changed it to.
But all of it is relationship coaching.
Yeah, it depends.
It's just different stages of it. I don't understand what you're saying, Dr. V.
We'll go with the stages. That's what I'll tell you. Because let me put it to you this way. There's some mature things that you can talk about relationships. That you can't talk to younger people about yet, because they're not there yet. They're not
regardless ready. Of whether they married or not.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking from.
Got
the
it. Whole. Okay.
I'm talking from the whole level. So, and to Got be it. Honest with you, I don't care how old you are. Just because your age is saying something doesn't mean that your mind and maturity level is prepared for what we're getting ready to talk about. I know some upper age, you know, male and female who still think like they 12.
Upper-aged.
When it comes to relationships, they think, you know, yeah, I'm going to leave it right there. I'm just saying. We got to look at it and call a spade a spade. It is what it is. So from the onset, what we're more so talking about is relationship coaching. First, I got to understand how this thing works and where this thing can take me before I can start talking about, you know, later on down the road, the big kahuna or whatever you want to call it. So how does that work? Could it work? Absolutely. Let me say it from this perspective, Dr. T. I am a proponent of preparation. Mm-hmm. I'm a proponent of understanding rules to the game or understanding what you're involved in. So I love, you know, someone who would come to me and say, hey, man, you know, I've been dating so-and-so for a little while now. I believe I want to get serious, but I don't really know what serious looks like. But if it was going to be, I believe it would be her. We just want to get some counsel from some people who have been together and have gone through some things in life and they're still together. So can we talk to you? Absolutely, let's talk. First question I'm gonna ask you is what you're looking for. What is the purpose of you seeking this counsel? Because if you don't have that right, now watch this. Wow, I can't believe it, but here we go, watch this. Some people seek to get married just so that they can have sex. That's not a reason to be married. You understand what I'm saying? But if you come to the table with that, well, you know, I know the Bible says this and I don't want to be in sin, da 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 da. So it's better that we be married. Well, do you love her though? Or do you love him? What that got to, I mean, what does that have to do with anything? That's so small of a component to the overarching thing that if that's your onset, we can't talk. Because we need to retrain your brain a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. See, that's relationship coaching.
That's relationship coaching, right?
Again, so that still sounds like that's just a prelude to all the rest of the stuff that you're talking about. So anyway it goes, those are the questions that need to be asked before you even pop the question, which means that the knucklehead that you talk about should have come to you for that pre-premarital counseling anyway. So that came to you in the right spot.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
If you meet a dude three, and you've been knowing him about 3 months, and he said, uh-huh, Dr. T, I'd like to go through some pre-premarital counseling. What would you say?
If I was digging him, I would consider it.
You've been three. Now listen to what I said. 3 months.
No. Uh-huh.
Y'all haven't talked about getting engaged or anything like that. But then he hits you like, hey, I want to go to pre-pre. Well, he's not going to say pre-pre, you know, but he's going to say, oh, I want to go to premarital counseling. Mm-hmm. That's going to sit well with you right away.
It depends on the person. So it really depends on a person. Now, I would say if I've been dating him for 3 months, then, you know, because my attention span kind of short. Mm-hmm. and my tolerance kind of low. So if he's stuck around for 3 months, then he probably got some sense about him.
Okay.
And I might ask him some questions. Now, you know, prior to me reading or seeing this article, I might have given him the side eye right quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly speaking, because again, I'd never considered it.
Considered it, right.
But if if he's in my life, you know, I might ask him a few questions. Why? What's going on? What are your thoughts? And so the fact that, you know, he actually had the thought in mind, I'd actually, you know, might be a little giddy once I got over my initial shock.
Right.
But again, that's the same response I had when I saw the title of the article.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, huh, I never considered this, but that might actually be the lick. That might be what needs to happen, because if I can find somebody to help me through a relationship even before what is normal, quote unquote, why not?
Yeah. From that perspective, and this is what, you know, I know the people are listening. They're like, oh my God, they're going back and forth. We don't know. No, all we're saying to y'all is this. If you hadn't read the article and you hadn't heard us talking about it, and it's the first time that somebody come at you, you've been dating for 3 months, you're going to look at a joker like they crazy, period. Because you're like, wait. I didn't even know we got to this point. When premarital, what? You ain't never even, you know, made me feel as if this is going in that direction. So it's not something that you just pop on somebody, is what I'm saying. If I know you for 3 months, we've been dating or whatever, 3 months, and you just bust out, hey, you know, I want to go to premarital counseling. Hold on, Blair, slow down a little bit. Let's make sure that this thing is real. And that's what I was saying. You know, sometimes people put the cart before the horse, but when you do really sit down and think about it, it does make sense. It makes sense to try to figure out, do you want to go the long haul with this person? But you also have to preface it, because you will cause some people to run away. Like, I just met you. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? That's all I was saying.
So basically, we need to have a whole new term for it. It probably needs to be pre-proposal counseling. That might sit well with some people.
That might sit well with some people.
Yeah.
Because the moment you put that marital in there, them jokers like, hey, hold on a minute. I'll back at you, you know. So now, that's what you got to think about.
Reading the article, so a little bit about the article, it said, the truth of the matter is that, yes, relationships do require work. But if you're considering marriage with your soulmate, it's better to do marriage counseling before getting down on one knee. And here are a few reasons why. Number one, many people don't have a true understanding of what marriage really is. Number two, if you want to do counseling through a church, many pastors won't counsel couples who already have a date set. Number three, trying to find it, marriage counseling before proposing provides you with the assurance that you need. Number four, your compatibility will be tested. And number five, it helps you resist the temptation to get others involved before you are absolutely sure.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. I think it's extremely important. I just believe there's a hiccup on what you call it. Whether you call it pre-engagement counseling, whatever the case may be, it's all a matter of perspective. It's all a matter of what you see. Because if you hear that, this is all I can hear right now. You know, if my daughter come to me and, you know, when, man, I don't even know about all that. But anyway, my daughter come and talk about, hey, you know, I've been dating and I want to look at pre-engagement counseling. Oh, I got some counsel for you. Bring that knucklehead to the house. Let me talk. You know,
you might not be the counselor that they need.
I might not be the one that they need, but because of what? Think about it from a fatherly perspective. Mm-hmm. What do you want? You want the best for your daughter. You want to make sure that they understand what they're doing. So it's really the same. Any person, any father would want that for their daughter, mm-hmm. you know, as well as their son. Man, don't just go jumping into anything. Take your time. Make sure you're for real. Make sure you know. Because one of the things that's not good, man, a broken heart ain't good. I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of money you got. None of that stuff matters. When your heart hurt, when you got a heartache, that's a big problem. So to alleviate the pains of relationships and the ups and downs and things of that nature, I would applaud anyone who wants to do it. But how you position or propose that thing is what I think is the most important piece.
Dr. V, I think you need to start some pre-proposal counseling. I think you need to patent a phrase, come up with a course, and do that thing, because that sound like a thing right there.
It could be. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Relationships, I often tell people, and you hear me say this all the time, Dr. T, you can't inhale and exhale and be on this earth for 24 hours without experiencing a multitude of relationships. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, it is always good to get some type of counseling. I mean, business counseling, you know, for how you as an employee, how you deal with your boss and, you know, vice versa, and how you treat, you know, these different levels and, you know, siblings and this. I mean, it's a wise thing, period. Same thing when you have children that go off to college, you know, have you prepared them to do that? So being prepared is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Pre-engagement, pre-relational, pre-whatever, there's nothing wrong with the pre. I will say that. There, I believe in my heart wholeheartedly that if someone respects you enough to say, hey, I want this to work, so let's go and get some type of counseling. Let me say this, Dr. T. The word counseling in certain communities really takes, it gives a bad connotation in some communities.
It does.
And I want to dispel that myth. There's nothing wrong with getting counsel. Mm-hmm. You can get counsel for the types of medication to take, counsel for how to deal with your finances, counsel in relationships, counsel with your mind, your physical body, your this. So when people hear counseling, a lot of communities cringe. Like, right. What did I do wrong? You didn't do nothing wrong. It's what you're trying to do right. And it's seeking sources of information, wisdom, and experience to help you so that you don't have to make mistakes that you don't have to make, if that makes any sense. I'm going to leave that right there.
I agree. And so, you know, just like the rest of this conversation, I think it's important to recognize how the words that you use, the words themselves can be triggering and can throw people off. Because, you know, basically to me, it sounded like we were saying the exact same thing, but you were caught up on the marriage part, mm-hmm. as opposed to everything else. And so you're absolutely right that, you know, when somebody says marriage counseling and you've only been dating for a few weeks, like that might, you know, that might throw somebody off. Oh, but if you call it something like pre-proposal counseling, that mm-hmm. might be good. But then, you know, do you call it training, coaching, or counseling? Do you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. So for those of you who hear the term counseling, the who heard marriage counseling, and that threw you off, think of it as relationship coaching, relationship training, mm-hmm. relationship guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, that's all that.
Listen to the, as I'm listening to you, mm-hmm. if I say, hey, let's go through this such and such coaching. Oh yeah, that's cool. When I flip it and say, how about we go to this training, you automatically have a totally different outlook. Mm-hmm. Coaching, training, that's just two flips of the word. But then you start saying guidance and you start saying counseling and you start, it immediately puts a different connotation in your mind. Mm-hmm. Whereas, hey, it's kind of all the same thing, but people have a natural bend to triggers of words.
Right.
And watch this, if you had opened up and said, for people who are seriously dating, to consider getting, you know, pre-engagement counseling, most people wouldn't even blink the eye. Why? Mm-hmm. Because that word seriously in front of the dating, mm-hmm. it gives you a different space in the mind. Like, oh yeah, that means y'all been together for a while. You really considering the next step, whatever, whatever. I can see counseling. Mm-hmm. But you tell me, oh yeah, you just met. I'm like, nah, we got a timetable problem here. So let me say this. I'm gonna say this for my people that are listening. Words have power. Mm-hmm. So when you make statements, you gotta make sure that they're backed by good, solid foundation. Because you may be thinking one thing and the person who's receiving what you're saying is thinking something totally different. Why we need to go to marriage counseling? What do you mean? Da, 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 da. Wait, no. I just meant we want to get some relationship coaching. Oh, why you ain't say that then? See that? Totally. I'm telling y'all, man, it'll help you out. Keep you out of trouble. Yes,
All right, Bernie Mac.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so now that we're on the same page, because we wasn't on the same page, even though we was on the same page. That's so funny. That is hilarious. So, all right, I want to hear from y'all. Y'all, come join us in our Facebook group, Relationships 3D, and let us know what you think about pre-marriage counseling, or as we rephrased it, relationship coaching while you're seriously dating.
Yep.
Would you consider it? Is it necessary? Is it a good thing? Is it unnecessary? Talk to us. Let us know. And while you at it, go on through the interwebs and look for our book, 3 Dimensions of Hot Spicy Relationships, Mind, Body, and Spirit. You know, let us give you our perspectives on relationships and how to make them hot and spicy. All right. We will see you guys next week on Relationships 3D. We are again on Bashani Radio and iHeart Worldwide, all the streaming, everything worldwide. Hit us up once a week, every week, same bat time, same bat channel. We will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody.
All right.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.